All right, so here's something interesting to kick things off. You know how a lot of focus in defense R&D goes to things like jets, missiles, the flashy stuff, right?
The highlights of air shows and defense expos, for sure.
Exactly. But behind all of that, there's a whole other revolution happening quietly. It's in infrastructure, things like modular data centers, deployable gangways, secure facilities. Believe me, they're game changers.
They really are. Let's take Datapod, for example. They're modular data centers, essentially rugged IT powerhouses packed into shipping containers, have totally redefined the concept of rapid deployment.
Yeah, this is wild. Defense invested $12 million so they'd have instant data facilities ready to ship out. These things can be flown on a C-17 or just driven to a base, and boom, plug and play secure IT. It's like, why build a permanent data center when you can pull one out of a box anywhere in the world?
And they're scalable too. That versatility means defense can start small and expand depending on the mission, saving massive time and effort over traditional builds.
Tell you what, it's genius. Then there's RCR's Marine Safe Access System.
Oh, yes.
This thing practically redefines docking. You've got this telescoping motorized gangway you can set up in 10 minutes. 10. In rough seas, it adapts to waves while keeping stable. No cranes, no permanent wharves needed.
It's a major time saver, not to mention the safety boost. The ability to transfer personnel or equipment efficiently and securely is critical in naval operations, especially in contested environments.
And look, it's portable, globally deployable. The sheer simplicity of setting up and breaking down saves costs and resources. But there's one more standout: Mantena's modular secure enclosure.
The modular SCF, yes. SCFs are usually permanent, fortified setups for handling classified data, but Mantena crafted this kit that's flat-packed, puts together in days, and is fully secure. It's a leap forward for temporary yet robust operational needs.
Right, and instead of being stuck in one place, it can be packed up and redeployed. Defense loves flexibility right now. Go anywhere, set up fast, and stay adaptable.
That flexibility ties right into how defense is approaching intellectual property. Owning the innovation outright, not always necessary anymore. Instead, contractors keep their designs, but defense gets the rights to use them for defense-specific needs. It's fairer for companies and they're more incentivized to innovate.
Yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to punish companies for being creative by taking everything they've developed. With the right IP clauses, defense gets what it needs, and the innovators keep thriving. Win-win.
And now we're seeing it in contracts like those in the defense facilities suite. They focus on outcomes and encourage collaboration, which is so important for fostering real-world innovation.
So the lesson here is, defense infrastructure is no longer just about concrete and steel. It's about tech, mobility, and creating solutions that are smarter and faster. The unsung heroes of military readiness.
That sums it up perfectly. And with that, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. Well, that's all for today, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.